and put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Here it is Groundhog Day, so we thought we'd take the opportunity to share a history lesson courtesy of our Groundhog Day expert, meteorologist Ted Beener. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
So, how did this all begin?
Well, it all started a long time ago. The event was first documented by a storekeeper by the name of James Morris in Morgantown, Pennsylvania, and that was on February 4th, 1841. Hmm. Now, Dave, you can probably read this quote far better than I. Go ahead.
Okay, so this was somebody in Pennsylvania. So he would probably talk with a Pennsylvania accent, which is probably like a guy from the Bronx who's just eaten a Philly cheese sandwich. So let's try.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Here's February 14th, 1841, shopkeeper James Morris. Last Tuesday, the 2nd, was Candlemas Day, the day of which, according to the Germans, the groundhog peeps out of his winter quarters, and if he sees a shadow, he pops back for another 6 weeks' nap. But if the day's cloudy, he remains out as the weather is to be moderate.
Nice.
How's that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. Very
I thought you could have used a little more wood, like quarters when you said
yeah.
Quarters, but otherwise, very inspiring.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that.
Well, you know, that diary entry actually offers some meteorology. So typically in that part of the country, and Dave, you grew up there in the Northeast, winter surface high pressure in that region often results in really good sunny skies, but cold temperatures, kind of like what they're experiencing here in the next few days. So if the groundhog finds sunshine on February 2nd, winter is still likely in progress. Now, if it's cloudy, then a much more moderate weather pattern is already underway, and you know, the groundhog tells us what's going on at that point.
So a groundhog is sort of like a walking barometer.
How accurate has this groundhog been historically?
Oh, historically, that's a really good question. It's a little better than 50%. So it's really about
50%.
The event.
It's
okay.
Really.
So that's a coin flip is what you're saying.
Yeah, it basically is, because the weather pattern can change dramatically. As you know, New York City has not had any snow this year.
I just read that this morning. That's shocking.
Yeah, we're into February already. So it just shows that how weather patterns set up, not only around the nation, but around the globe, can alter things dramatically. Meanwhile, other parts of the country are just frozen. It just shows that we can have a variable amount of... It's just a question of what the weather pattern is directly at that time today here on February 2nd.
Hmm. So you're saying the Groundhog Day really makes no meteorological sense at all.
It's all about the show. And, of course, we had a movie that was made about it.
Did we?
This is the 136th year that they're holding this. And it goes back to 1887. And they've got thousands of visitors to witness Punxsutawney Phil come out of his burrow and make his folklore weather prediction. And I was looking online. The event is totally sold out. It has been recorded, so you can go and watch it anytime you want today.
And I understand that it costs $22,000 on Ticketmaster. So do you know why Gobbler's Knob was chosen as the site for Punxsutawney Phil's prediction?
I actually don't know the answer to that question. I think it's just all about tradition and where it was first held, and it's been held there ever since.
Well, a knob is Pennsylvania talk for a hill, right?
Mm. Right, and I think that's where the groundhog hangs out and all his relatives since then.
Well, I thought there might have been a meteorological reason to actually do the prediction on a hill.
Right, maybe you can like see the horizon better.
Yeah,
the groundhog
like
can take a nice sight view and all that. Do they keep this? Is this a pet groundhog or is this a wild one they pluck out of the ground?
It's become a pet one, that they take care of throughout the year.
So why don't they train
just for
it
this
then
event
to actually match the forecast and make it accurate, make it better for
teach him some meteorology. Yeah.
There you go. Well, you know, and Penn State University is not too far away, so they could do that.
Jeez.
Well, I appreciate the history lesson, Ted. Thank you very much, and happy Groundhog Day.
Enjoy it.
Strike up the music, the band.